This is Bay Curious. I'm Olivia Allen Price.
Well, when my wife and I started looking for a house, we noticed that the date that it was built was almost always 1906.
That's one of our listeners, Scott Sharp.
And we ended up buying a condo in North Beach, and our records all say 1906.
1906, a big year in San Francisco history, a date that is common on a lot of old deeds, a date that is also, oftentimes, a lie. Scott had questions for us, like this one.
What proportion of houses, you know, in our neighborhood and other neighborhoods actually have been around for much longer than we have records for?
Scott means which ones were actually here before 1906. At the time, San Francisco is thought of like the Paris of America. The city's mint holds a third of the nation's gold supply, and City Hall is the biggest public building west of Chicago. Then, on April 18th, 1906, a massive earthquake rips through the city. Fires burn. 3 days of chaos follow, and about 3,000 people die. A 250,000, that's half the city, are left homeless from the destruction of roughly 28,000 buildings. In all, it levels 80% of the most densely populated part of the city. People mourn for the loss of San Francisco as they knew it. Another loss? Lots of documents, like building records, the deeds to homes. Many were lost in the fires and destruction. The records are replaced and given new completion dates of 1906, or in some cases, 1900. That's what Scott is wondering. How many of these homes are there? And is his condo one of them? Here's reporter Penny Nelson.
So the best place to research the history of a building or a house in the city is the San Francisco Public Library.
How do I get to the archives?
The archives. Sixth floor.
The History Center and Archives are in a modern, light-filled room on the top floor of the main branch near City Hall. That's where I meet City Archivist Susan Goldstein.
Let me get another book. That's very good.
And I ask her, how many buildings are recorded as being built in 1906, but have been around a lot longer than that?
So that's a complicated question. That's a much more in-depth research collection, and I think it would take a lot of exploration and a lot of pulling of data.
So here's what we do know. 28,000 buildings were destroyed in the most populous part of the city at the time, and those are the areas of North Beach, downtown, parts of Van Ness, and the Mission. So some quick math tells us that about 7,000 buildings were left standing. And this is speculative, but if all of those were given the 1906 building date, then we could say that there are about 7,000 buildings with made-up dates of record.
And Goldstein tells us there's one major myth that a lot of people have about the fires and earthquake that we need to clear up, something that's just wrong.
Some people think we've lost all the records. That's really not true.
Many of the city's building records did burn, but lucky for us, not everything.
We have a wealth of information in the water tap records.
So each building has a water supply and the records to go with it, you know, the records of hooking up that water. So that means we can at least look up Scott's building to see if it was already there in 1906. And that seems simple enough. So we look for Scott Street, which is Grant Avenue, but at first we find nothing.
Goldstein's looking through the records for Grant Place and Grant Alley.
Oh, Grant used to be DuPont. Grant was DuPont. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Now we know what Scott Street was called back then.
Yeah, but we can't find his building number. But we know the cross street is Filbert, and Goldstein says there's another set of documents we can check to help us zero in.
We have Sanborn fire insurance maps that go back to the 1880s.
Those maps show us what the buildings were before the fire.
We hope they can help us answer a second question Scott has. He wanted to know if his building was there before 1906 and the earthquake. He was curious if it used to be something like a boarding house for sailors because he'd heard a rumor to that effect.
We found a couple clues to try to answer that. One, the fire insurance maps show us that in 1905, the footprint of Scott's building looks completely different from what's there now.
It looked more like a retro version of what we'd call mixed use, with a bakery and a furniture repair shop on the first floor and flats on the second.
The second clue is his building has a 1906 date for when it was built. So after the earthquake and fire, there was a flurry of construction around the city. While many homes that survived the earthquake were given a stand-in 1906 build date, thousands of buildings were actually built that year, too.
And these clues tell us that the building that he lives in now most likely wasn't there before the earthquake hit.
We can't be sure, but that's what we know.
And along the way, we also learned that if you want to research the history of your home, you too can visit the library archives, and you can even do a lot of the research online, especially if you have a San Francisco City Library card.
Penny Nelson, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Olivia, and everybody, happy hunting.
Thanks to Bay Curious listener Scott Sharp for asking us his question. Do you have a question for Bay Curious? Ask us. We want to know what you want to know. Visit baycurious.org. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price. Thanks for listening.